I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us here as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For you, on your computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, please click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's continue with rejoicing by singing hymn number 151.
In speechless prayer and reverence, dear Lord, I come to Thee. My heart with love Thou fillest, yea, with humility. My bread and wine Thou art, with Thee I hold communion, Thy presence healeth me. Thy presence healeth me.
Again, welcome to this healing testimony meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is prayer. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and the correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. From the Holy Bible, Psalms. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. From James. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Matthew again. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of him, an unselfed love. Prayer, watching and working, combined with self-immolation, are God's gracious means for accomplishing whatever has been successfully done for the Christianization and health of mankind. Thoughts unspoken are not unknown to the divine mind. Desire is prayer, and no loss can occur from trusting God with our desires, that they may be molded and exalted before they take form in words and in deeds. Are we benefited by praying? Yes. The desire which goes forth hungering after righteousness is blessed of our Father, and it does not return unto us void. Prayer cannot change the science of being, but it tends to bring us into harmony with it. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, says the scripture. What is this healing prayer? A mere request that God will heal the sick is no power to gain more of the divine presence than is always at hand. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowal. If our petitions are sincere, we labor for what we ask, and our Father, who seeth in secret, will reward us openly. Even if prayer is sincere, God knows our need before we tell him or our fellow beings about it. If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it, and we shall incur less risk of overwhelming our real wishes with a torrent of words. In order to pray aright, we must enter into the closet and shut the door. We must close the lips and silence the material senses. In the quiet sanctuary of earnest longings, we must deny sin and plead God's allness. We must resolve to take up the cross and go forth with honest hearts to work and watch for wisdom, truth, and love. We must pray without ceasing. Such prayer is answered insofar as we put our desires into practice. The Master's injunction is that we pray in secret and let our lives attest our sincerity. The highest prayer is not one of faith merely. It is demonstration. Such prayer heals sickness and must destroy sin and death. Here, let me give what I understand to be the spiritual sense of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious. The scriptures imply that God is all in all. From this it follows that nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind and his ideas. The scriptures also declare that God is spirit. Therefore, in spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there is no death. Kingdom of Heaven, the reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit where soul is supreme. Hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Father, Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Truth has furnished the key to the kingdom, and with this key, Christian Science has opened the door of the human understanding. None may pick the lock nor enter by some other door. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. There is no power apart from God. Omnipotence has all power. And to acknowledge any other power is to dishonor God. Human willpower is not science. Human will belongs to the so-called material senses, and its use is to be condemned. Truth and not corporeal will is the divine power which says to disease, peace, be still. Willpower is capable of all evil. It can never heal the sick, for it is the prayer of the unrighteous, while the exercise of the sentiments, hope, faith, love, is the prayer of the righteous. This prayer, governed by science instead of the senses, heals the sick. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and love is reflected in love. Jesus' prayer, "Forgive us our debts," specified also the terms of forgiveness. When forgiving the adulterous woman, he said, "Go and sin no more." The divine being must be reflected by man, else man is not the image and likeness of the patient, tender, and true, the one altogether lovely. But you understand God is the work of eternity and demands absolute consecration of thought, energy, and desire. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. In the phrase, "deliver us from evil," the original properly reads, "deliver us from the evil one." Blessed is thou man that endureth, overcometh temptation, for when he is tried, proved faithful, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 1:12. Art, safety, the idea or reflection of truth, proved to be as immortal as its principle, the understanding of spirit destroying belief in matter. God and man coexistent and eternal. Science showing that the spiritual realities of all things are created by him and exist forever. The ark indicates temptation overcome and followed by exaltation. Unless an ill is rightly met and fairly overcome by truth, the ill is never conquered. If God destroys not sin, sickness, and death, they are not destroyed in the mind of mortals, but seem to this so-called mind to be immortal. What God cannot do, man need not attempt. If God heals not the sick, they are not healed, for no lesser power equals the infinite all-power. But God, truth, life, love, does heal the sick through the prayer of the righteous. If God makes sin, if good produces evil, if truth results in error, then science and Christianity are helpless. But there are no antagonistic powers nor laws, spiritual or material, creating and governing man through perpetual warfare. God is not the author of mortal discords. Therefore, we accept the conclusion that discords have only a fabulous existence, are mortal beliefs which divine truth and love destroy. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. God, being everywhere and all-inclusive, how can he be absent or suggest the absence of omnipresence and omnipotence? How can there be more than all? If mind was first chronologically, is first potentially, and must be first eternally, then give to mind the glory, honor, dominion, and power everlastingly do its holy name.